So let's go straight to Darlene, who's calling us from Kennedale. What's on your mind, ma'am? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Yeah, I have a question about skin elasticity. What can we do for skin elasticity as we get older and go through menopause and our estrogen levels get lower?
Okay, well, let me take you straight to some research that was done by biopsying women's skin. No kidding. They took a biopsy. Oh, yes, look at the elastic fibers. Look how many there are. Look how big they are, that sort of stuff. And then they had these ladies rub on a very, very low dose of estriol, which is the anti-carcinogenic estrogen. And not only that, but it was such a low dose that the before and after blood levels didn't show the blood levels going up at all. It stayed in the skin. Okay. And then they biopsied again a few weeks later. And oh my goodness, there's more elastic fibers and they're bigger and they're just doing their elastic thing better than they did before on the first biopsy with just very low dose estriol. Now, that's one approach is, let's see, what are the compounding pharmacies that advertises with us, key compounding? They have something called Elastic Skin Cream, which contains that tiny dose of estriol, as well as other things that are beneficial for the skin. And it really does help with the complexion. Just ask our 40-year-old daughter who told her mom, Mom, I should have started this when I was 38. Look at that. Okay. But the other thing that I'd encourage you to think about anyway is overall bioidentical hormone replacement, because that is enough to get into the skin and go systemic, and it helps slow down skin aging so nicely well just by rubbing the stuff into the appropriate places. But it also helps prevent cognitive decline and all kinds of other stuff. And if you wanted to, you could add the cream to that, but sometimes it does the job all by itself, and there we are, ma'am.
Yeah, I had gone that route, and then my sister had cancer, double mastectomy, and I went to a few doctors, an endocrinologist and a genealogist, and they all said it would be not a high risk, and it would be my decision, but most of them leaned toward not taking anything.
Okay, ma'am. We have two other people to go to, so let me tell you that I work with breast cancer survivors with the anti-carcinogenic estrogen estriol, as well as the anti-carcinogenic estrogen 2-methoxyestradiol, and we don't use any of the pro-carcinogenic estrogens. And some of those breast cancer survivors are 15 years past their breast cancer, and they're still using these anti-carcinogenic estrogens as part of their bioidentical hormones.
Okay, so it might be a good idea for me to connect with somebody in your clinic.
Think about it.